Food, water, air, and shelter are the four major requirements for a healthy living. If any one of these basic needs is not met, then humans cannot survive. In addition to these are the responsibilities of the government, whether at the federal, state, or local levels, to make life worth living for the citizens. These responsibilities include the provision of qualitative education, healthcare, potable water, security, roads, and the creation of an enabling environment for the people to cater to their day-to-day needs. In a Akwa Ibom state, while some citizens can boast of enjoying some of these basic needs like education and health care from the government, majority of communities across the state are left to their fate, abandoned to perform the responsibilities of the government and those of the citizens. One of such community is Efiat in Mbo local government area. The island community is home to about 7 oil companies operating in their waters and contributes hugely to the nation's oil revenue. At a recent engagement in Efiat, a community leader, Barrister Asukwo Okpo, said the community has no government presence, whether from the state or federal government.
Akwa Ibom state government has abandoned Efiat people. Please, let this be the window that we start coming here. I want to see us here. We're human beings. We are Akwa Ibom minds. We want you to come here. If you turn here, your village is there. You can trip there. Your primary school is down. No water. The water that is there, you can't wash your hand. You can't wash your hand. That is the truth, sir. But we are contributing to the national us more than any community. I can say it anywhere with that ass. I feel like crying. And I wish my friend, His Excellency, Governor Domi Mandre, was here. I will weep openly for him here that we have been abandoned. We have been abandoned. Not even in the project of NDDC, we have been abandoned.
Mbo local government area consists of 6 clans with a total population of 102,173 people, and that's according to the 2006 population census. Efiat clan, which is one of the 6 clans, has a total of 14 villages. Just like the other 5 clans, Efiat is rich in forest resources such as timber, vegetables and fruits, as well as mineral deposits such as clay, fine sand, salt, gravel and crude oil, which is found onshore and offshore in large quantity. However, the entire Efiat community has no roads, no good schools, no electricity infrastructure and no primary health care centers. The youth leader of Ibo Rutan community, Joshua Ibok Okokon, and the village head of Akwa Obio Efiat, Chief Inyang Efiongitem, narrate how pregnant women suffer to access medical care. The predominantly fishing community is accessed on water located about 7 kilometers from the Ibaka beach front. It is banked to the south by Bioko Island in Equatorial Guinea, to the east by the Republic of Cameroon, and to the west by the Atlantic Ocean. The people say they are being treated as second-class citizens by the government, and with this feeling of abandonment, Barrister Asukwo Okpo, the village head and the youth leader, plead with the federal and state governments to have a rethink and treat them with the respect they deserve as an oil-bearing community.
Minister of Education, Minister of Labor, Please listen to our cry.
I am appealing to us to tell the government that they can be sending, is it one quarter or half or whatever project they can send?
Yeah, we will be happy to receive it. Please, government, help us.
This special report was compiled and produced by Okodi for Inspiration 105.9 FM.